All right, so I'm glad to be kicking off the first of our chronic disease sessions today. And as Kosar said, we can entertain maybe one question after my talk, but I think we want to try to hold most of the questions towards the end. The four or five of us have agreed to be as efficient as possible. So the title of my presentation is Foreign-Born African-Americans and the Impact on Racial Disparities and Cardiovascular Disease Mortality in Minnesota. So as a point of background, Minnesota has had the lowest heart disease mortality rate in the nation. This has persisted since the 1990s. And we as epidemiologists, people within the health department, are frequently asked the question, why is that the case? What are the factors that have come together to help ensure this really positive cardiovascular health state? Somewhat better risk factor profiles in our state, but we're not the best in anything. We tend to have higher medication adherence rates for hypertension, for hypercholesterolemia. Our state is relatively high income, but not at the top. Relatively well-educated, again, not at the top. High insurance coverage and fairly low poverty rates. We also have some structural factors in the state that I think have really pushed this forward. We've had large group practice in primary care and in specialty care for a long period of time. And we've had very high HMO penetration for a long period of time as well, which have enabled practice changes in clinical settings really to impact large numbers of people. Our state is also largely white, but that's changing. That's what I want to talk about today. So even though low mortality rates, we have big disparities, just like lots of places in the country, but they tend to look different in Minnesota. So the paradox we wanted to investigate was that we have no seeming disparity in heart disease mortality between whites and blacks in our state. Something to note, though, is the diversity in our African-American population is very different than in the rest of the country. And we decided to assess the impact of recent immigration from Africa to Minnesota on mortality rates of African-Americans in our mortality data. Challenge, I think we all know this, there's really no existing readily available source of data for foreign-born populations by race or ethnicity that are available to us. So we decided to partner closely with our state demographer's office to get some of that information. So here I'm showing you the trend from 1999 to 2015, Minnesota versus the U.S. for heart disease mortality. And there's a big gap. Minnesota there in blue, the U.S. in green. And in 1999, the first year here, Minnesota was the first state in the country in which heart disease fell below cancer as the leading cause of death. And there was actually a three-year window there, 2010 through 2012, where heart disease and stroke combined fell below cancer. Again, that was a first for any state in the country. When you look a little more deeply, though, at differences by race and ethnicity, here I'm showing three five-year time periods. The bar graphs going across are whites, blacks, American Indians, Asians and Pacific Islanders, and Hispanic individuals. You can see that for all groups, mortality has gone down over time, which is what we would expect. And really, the only major disparity away from whites in the negative directions with our American Indian population. Those first two bars, blue and green, whites and blacks, very little difference in our state. And when you look at actual tabular data here, 2001, 2008, 2015, I'm showing you the number of deaths that have occurred for African Americans in the top section and whites in the bottom section, and that age-adjusted rate for our state compared to the U.S. as a whole. And you can see that we have much lower mortality in Minnesota in African Americans for heart disease than the nation as a whole. It's about half the mortality rate. And for our white population, it's about two-thirds. So it's a very different pattern than what you would see nationally. So a little bit about our African American population. About 6% of our state's population, that's about half the percentage of the nation as a whole. But one in three African Americans in Minnesota are foreign-born, compared to less than one in 10 nationally. And more than 40% of our African American adults are foreign-born. The top ethnicities that we see come from two major regions. We have a large East African immigrant community, Somali, Ethiopian, Kenyan-born, and also a large West African community, Liberian, Nigerian primarily. In 2012, the Minneapolis-St. Paul area had the fifth largest African-born population of any metro in the country. We were essentially tied with Los Angeles and Atlanta. And a difference between our foreign-born population is that they are increasingly dispersed in large other metros and small regional centers around the state. They're much less concentrated in the Twin Cities themselves. So we went forward with acquiring mortality data, which has location of birth from our Department of Health Center for Health Statistics. We calculated heart disease mortality rates for African Americans for a 15-year time period by foreign or U.S.-born status, and we looked at the population 25 years and older. We did annualized rates. We did five-year periods. There really weren't enough cases in five-year periods, so we looked at the entire 15-year period for what I'm going to show you. We age-adjusted by 10-year age bands, and we also decided to look at heart disease plus stroke as a group, and we looked at all-cause mortality as well to see if those patterns held true. we worked closely with our state demographic center, and they were able to calculate for us estimates of the foreign-born versus U.S.-born African-American population. And they did that with three buckets of data. 1990 to 99, they calculated from those intercensal estimates. They did the same thing for the following decade. And since 2010, they've used the post-censal estimates. So those are the same things that we use for age adjustment. They then calculated the percent foreign-born by tabulating the 1990 and 2000 decennial census and then the one-year American Community Survey estimates from 2006 until 2015. Now, what we should note here is that all intervening years between 1990 to 2000, 2000 to 2006 were just interpolated because there was no data in those individual years. They also gave us the Black alone or in combination population from 2000 to 2015 when the Census Bureau changed their methodology, allowing people to select multiple races on the form. We acquired, did I go backwards? There we go. Wait. Sorry about that. So the first results table here, I'm showing you in the first row heart disease alone, which is our primary question, heart disease plus stroke in the second row, and then all causes. The foreign-born population over 15 years, the number of deaths, and their age-adjusted mortality rate. The U.S.-born population in the fourth column, their age-adjusted rate, and then a rate ratio of the U.S. to foreign-born. And you can see that the rate ratio is 4.6 for the heart disease alone population, only going down to 3.3 for all causes. So we're seeing much lower mortality in our African-born or our foreign-born African-American population. When you look within individual age bands, here I'm only showing you the four age bands in which there were at least 20 deaths of foreign-born African-Americans over that 15-year period. You can see that that rate ratio really persists. 4.5, 4.2, 3.5, 5.3. Much lower mortality in the foreign-born population. We all know that the American Community Survey estimates provide us with those nice error estimates, that a 90% bar. We don't have that information from the Demographic Center. They just gave us a number. So what I attempted to do here was a informal sensitivity analysis. That first row is what we've already seen with the foreign-born, U.S.-born age-adjusted rates, or rate ratio of 4.6. If we took the 90% confidence bound from 2015, which is about a plus or minus 8% in that population estimate for the foreign-born African-Americans, we see a rate ratio of 4.1, effectively reducing the denominator for our foreign-born and putting those in a U.S.-born category. If we assumed only 50% confidence, so that's a plus or minus 40% on the estimate, which isn't going to be true, you can still see that that difference really persists. It's a 2.4 rate ratio here. When you look at our foreign versus native-born population, African-American population, and compare them to the U.S. population as a whole, you can see that over the 15-year period, there were over 1 million deaths due to heart disease for African-Americans in the United States. And our foreign-born population in Minnesota, 176. It's a small population. But you can see that that rate ratio compared to the U.S. is 0.14. It's so much lower than what we see at the national level. And even our U.S.-born population, it's only about two-thirds the mortality rate that you would see in the nation as a whole over that time period. When you compare Minnesota's African-American population to whites in the state, again, you can see that there's this, if you look at the bottom row, foreign-born African-Americans do so much better even than whites in Minnesota do. So that rate ratio of 0.3. When you look at U.S.-born, we see a slight elevation of 1.2 compared to the white population. That is not that different than what we see nationally. And I'll talk about it. There was a paper that was released in MMWR just about a month ago that showed about a 20% elevation in African-American mortality due to heart disease compared to whites. So there's a lot of weaknesses with this. This was like trying to answer a question we can't get our heads around why we don't see this apparent disparity. It's a demographically small population in our state, but they're growing very, very rapidly. There's a relatively known number of deaths. I mean, 176 heart disease deaths over 15 years is not a lot to work with. We have this age-specific foreign-born population denominators that we've gotten from our state demographer's office. There's unknown error around those. We've attempted to try to do a sensitivity analysis around that. We think that our results are fairly robust. The foreign-born population is not monolithic. We have two very distinct groups in Minnesota, an East African population and a West African population, but people are also born in the Caribbean, or they're born in Canada, they're born in Europe and moved to Minnesota. We also know that a large component of the younger age groups are children of immigrants, so they're perhaps very culturally different than the children of U.S.-born African-Americans. We have an inability to compare with other states. If any other state has a large foreign-born African-American population, I'd love to talk with you about how we could look at this and see what's happening nationally. And the question I've had is, we talk about the healthy immigrant effect a lot, but does the healthy immigrant effect apply to a refugee population, people that are coming from refugee camps in Kenya? I don't know if that's true or not. So in conclusion, very large disparities in heart disease mortality rates between U.S. and foreign-born African Americans in Minnesota over that 15-year period. Those disparities appear to be consistent across all of the age groups. Foreign-born African Americans also had significantly lower mortality rates than whites in Minnesota. And as I mentioned on a previous slide, there's about a 20% higher mortality rate for U.S.-born African Americans compared to whites in the state, and that's very similar to a report that came out in the MMWR within the last month. Notably, we see similar patterns with other health indicators in our state. We see this gradation between healthy birth weight for whites, not quite as good for foreign-born African Americans, and then much worse for U.S.-born African Americans in our state. So this is not an inconsistent pattern. It seems to be playing out with a lot of other health conditions. So what are the next steps? For me, I feel like I need to be a better epidemiologist because I've been talking about this for years. There's no disparity in our states. Great. Totally not true. So the issue for us is really how do we communicate these type of disparities effectively and consistently? And that's partially how do I work with communities? How do I work with other folks in the health department? And a student who worked with me on this project, Nigerian-born, said to me, what's not working for U.S.-born African-Americans in our state? And that's a great question to ask. I think he asked it in the correct way. We need to be developing a common language in our health department to talk about U.S. versus foreign-born populations in our state. That'll help us develop some more targeted interventions and public health supports. We've had some great targets on the Somali population in Minnesota recently. There's some places where we're missing. We have the largest measles outbreak going on right now, largely in our Somali population, because of some dysfunctions within the public health system. And we really like to try to apply this methodology, use these denominators for other conditions, build a partnership with the state demographer. And I think the first target for us will be some cancers. So I want to acknowledge my authors. Oluwaseyon is now an MPH since we put this together, and then my epi colleague Emily Stiles and biostatistician Paul Lindgren at the State Health Department. So thanks. Is there a burning question? We did take a look. We have some EHR data from the city of Minneapolis where we have a very diverse population of foreign and U.S.-born from the federally qualified health centers, and we actually saw very little difference in diabetes rates between these two populations. Interestingly, though, hypertension rates completely different, very high for U.S.-born, very low for foreign-born. And in Minneapolis, it's primarily a Somali, Eritrean, Ethiopian population, so we weren't really getting very many of the West African community there.